So the thing to be aware of is that in terms of reformation and regeneration, what's being addressed is the natural mind. So there's a teaching which states that the internal is regenerated first and then the external from the internal. So this is talking about levels within the natural mind. So when it talks about God creating the heavens and the earth, if you go back to the first chapter of Genesis, and that all comes out of a state of chaos. So the chaos is the natural mind. So the heaven being spoken about is the internal of the natural, and the earth is the external of the natural. So a new heaven has to be created. And until we get to a point where truths can discriminate between qualities of what's flowing in, the whole thing is just a mash of no distinction. So the Lord creates the heaven, and the story here could be represented by what Moses is. Moses is the word as to first principles, which is more interior. You know, so Moses is the word or the divine truth that receives the divine good, and that then gets communicated down through levels to the sons of Israel and confrontation with Pharaoh. So the same patterns, like it's just repeated patterns all the time of what is internal has to be established so that what is external can be brought into alignment. And that's what the whole process involves. So that is how I understand this idea of there being evils and falsities in heaven, right? So because, you know, that's a contradiction, right? It's a total contradiction in terms there. And these things, you know, it's great because they raise questions, and the questions are what is important. We shouldn't shy away from the questions. Holding the questions is important because that's what leads and directs us into a fuller understanding of process and how these things work in us. In a number of places where it talks about this, the scripture that's often quoted is from the book of Job. So not even the heavens are pure. That's the quote. And why aren't the heavens pure? Because heaven isn't a place. It's angelic minds, and angelic minds still have proprium present. So there are no heavens apart from angelic minds, right? Or angelic consciousness. Like heaven is something that is what finite beings enter into. And this is a state of peace, harmony, all of that. But still there are those twilight states that are spoken about in many places. So there's always some form of work to do.